Noting a quorum. I would like someone to do a time check. What time is it right now? What is the time right now? What time do we have right now?
7:30.
7:30. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the board, listeners, sponsors, and others, we're going to ask you to quiet down now and speak your seat so that we can call the board again by session. KPFK Local Station Board, Wednesday, December 15, 2004, UCLA Downtown Labor Center, and it is 7:30 p.m., so we're starting 1.5 hour late.
Don, would you be willing to repeat that last sentence I just started recording?
Yes. The extraordinarily handsome chair. Okay, we'll start over. Noting a quorum, we're going to call the board to order. This is the KPFK Local Station Board, Wednesday, December 15th, 2004, at the UCLA Downtown Labor Center. And we have a proposed agenda. We're going to begin with the call of the roll, and the secretary has asked Jim to call the roll.
Ready?
Yes. I'll make other other just brief comments under comments of the chair. So let's go to review and approval of the agenda. I believe listener sponsors had agendas on the chairs, and I have some more agendas here if we don't have them. So at the present time, we're looking at the agenda. The chair recognizes Sherna.
We attend in our earlier email.
Are we what?
Are we supposed to use
the mic?
Oh, using
microphone.
I'll show the people.
Oh, wait a moment. Let's ask the technical people. If we do need
no.
Ignore the mic.
Okay, ignore the mic. But notice I'm kind of shouting because there was a little bit of noise.
I'm going to get and the man behind the green curtain.
Yeah, I'm going to get my voice.
When we requested our Programming Oversight Committee agenda item, I indicated that we were going to have the final version. We hope to have the final version of our resolution to present. So it's an action item. It needs to come before public comment. So either public comment can get divided or it gets to the agenda.
All right. David.
Yeah, I think realistically, once new board members were elected, they should be seated, and that body is the body to consider the business. I thought the purpose of the meeting was to deal with the motion that came forward at the last meeting, because we agreed we didn't have time for, and then we were going to wrap that up at this meeting, discuss some proposals. But basically, this is not, in my mind, appropriate venue to deal with committee reports or any kind of business, whatever. This body is not a properly constituted LSB at this point. It's almost, it was sort of an extension of the prior meeting to finish out those business items that have been reported, which to my understanding are Bradford's motion on the ban of the fire, and Harrison's motion on with the sponsors and his motion about voting the national program policy and nothing else. So I would like to move that that be the entire agenda.
I object.
Okay, well, let's go into a stack and people can object as they speak. Jane.
Program committee that is private. And the management oversight has been in the works forever, and that's old business as well.
Donna.
I just want to reiterate what Jane just said. There are some things that we have to have done or to do to close out the year, and it's not fair to bind them over to the new LSB that may have to reinvent the wheel. We don't want that. We did work very hard, and I think I'm particularly going to push for a committee report.
Well, the chair would make this comment. I do not agree with David that this is not a constituted body until I believe the bylaws call for the seating of the newly elected LSB to be seated in January of 2005. So unless you're saying that there is no LSB between now and then, this is the LSB that has some authority between now and 2005. But I would like David's response to my comment.
So the bylaws say they have to be seated, I believe, in December.
I'm sorry?
They have to be seated in December and elect their officers in December and nominate their PNB reps in December. And as far as I'm concerned, the people who were elected should be seated. But we agreed that this meeting would be a meeting where we would deal with what our own business is. Donna and Jane have expressed that they believe the committee reports that have not yet happened are part of that. I disagree, and I feel like
we'll have a little more discussion on this before we let's see, Donna. Okay, it's now Terry and then Sherna. And where is Alan? Did you say Alan?
Okay. There's one more. Yeah, you need a half.
Oh, that's around the burrito.
This is very important. Tamale.
By my reading of the bylaws, Dave is right for one day. And that the delegates meeting for the election of directors is in January, early January. And we are in compliance as long as we have another meeting in December for the seating of the new LSB. And then they can decide whether or not they are going to postpone the election of their officers in flagrant but not critical violation of the bylaws in order to know who is available for officers after they select their directors. Because a person cannot simultaneously be a director and an LSB officer. That's what we did last time.
Yeah. But the point in contention is not necessarily officers and directors, but whether this body has the authority to receive and act on committee reports. And two members have strongly feel, one member who will not be back on the new board, they feel that it's old business that comes under the purview of this board. Is there any other discussion before we rule? Oh, excuse me.
I have one other
point. Sure enough. Okay, we're going to just let Terry make his final point.
The LSC is a continuing body. It's not something that becomes a whole new body every year. In fact, every 3 years, there's no change at all. The newly seated delegates will continue on with our business. There's no urgency in wrapping things up, but the people who are here have put the most work and do what we've been working on. So might as well do what we can.
Sure, and then Sonali.
I thought that we were trying to schedule a meeting of the new LSC, so I'm not at all certain what the issue is here. Also, I'm not sure that we technically had a motion to adjourn last time. This might even be a continuation.
Did we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes, no.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm asking the secretary. He should know.
My just ran out.
Okay,
Sonali. I want to echo as well what Jane and Trent and Donovan said, that the committees are, put in a lot of work for us to put this off for new committees to come and revisit. Is really going to, I know I'm just going to be bloody pissed, if any of the work that's an hour and hours and hours working on with other members of the committee is redone, revisited, rehashed. It's just, I really think that this body owes this to the committee to validate the work that we did.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, I am going to rule that this body is duly constituted and can receive committee reports and act on them. I point that Terry made that the LSB doesn't kind of stop and end and then it's a whole new body. It's a continuing body. And inasmuch as the new body could act again to reconsider, there could be motions to reconsider, so what this body does tonight could be actually revisited in a way very consistent with Robert's Rules of Order. So I'm going to rule that we can accept committee reports and act on them. Now, the other issue that Sherna had was it needs to be presented to the board prior to public comment. So the two of
them,
or we could split public comment. I would entertain a motion that we split public comment, have 15 minutes in the first section and 15 in the second. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection from any board member to split public comment into two 15-minute units, and then we'll assign it on the agenda? Seeing no objection, item 4 on the agenda will now be 15 minutes. Item 4 will be 15 minutes, and there will be public comment. Item 10 will be public comment, 15 minutes, item 10, and then local station board retreat report becomes item 11, and mil gracias a todos becomes 12. To everyone. Okay, now Chair recognizes Margaret.
Question. The issues around the election that a number of board members have raised, but also a number of listening sponsors have raised, I would like some clarification on whether or not it is the purview of the board to discuss, and if it is not the purview of the board to discuss, what is the forum that such a discussion can happen in an open and transparent way?
Okay, we have to be very careful here. I'm going to actually recognize your question, Margaret, but in as much as the process we're in is approval of the agenda, anyone who does not have a concrete proposal on agenda, but because people have raised this, Jim especially, I think I'm going to call on David Adelson to make a brief statement on the PNB election committee. That is probably where the purview of that body. Could you make a brief statement?
Yeah, we have, well, last year we had an ad hoc election review committee that we just, that's what their job was. And then they came forth with a set of recommendations that the board then voted on and recommended, which became the guidelines for this last election. So that would seem to me to be how anything would actually turn into policy. There's no reason that you can't have an LSP committee formed to look at stuff, put it there, but that's ultimately the policy around elections would go through the national board. Any recommendations for changes in bylaws, et cetera, would all happen that way. So I would say, and that ad hoc elections review committee, which could and probably will be reconstituted, will be one of the committees that has five PNB members and 10 LSP members, two from the signal area.
Okay, so we're going to ask David Adelson to post to the LSB that committee, its membership.
Well, when it's ad hoc, it's finished and was dissolved, but it will be reconstituted.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, when it's reconstituted, because that would be a channel. Now, I will not entertain more discussion over the elections unless there's a concrete proposal to make it an agenda item. I will only entertain items to lead to approval of the agenda. Harrison?
Well, I'd like to still move, since in fact you said that you would entertain that motion.
Yes.
I'd like to remind the board that at our East Los Angeles meeting early on, Bill Gallegos made a motion that we ask the National Board to constitute a committee to deal with the diversity.
Okay.
And
thank you. What I need is a motion for an agenda item, and that's where we would discuss it. In other words, we're not going to discuss the elections now, but you're making a motion to add it to the agenda. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we add an agenda item here. Yes.
11. 10 and a half.
It would have to come under, would have to come, I mean, it could come as number 11. And then.
What's wrong with 7 now?
7. Well, I'm going to actually have you, in your motion, explain where you want it here.
Well, I think it was, you know, when you interrupted me, I said to myself, oh, yes, we are discussing the agenda, and I began to respond to David. So David was explicating something at your request.
That's right.
So I guess I'm asking for a similar opportunity to explicate some issues about the history of our election.
No, that would be out of order.
Well, then why was not David?
Because the question for Margaret was, under what purview, what entity has purview over this?
So I can answer that question.
No, I don't want to get it. If the motion to add this as an agenda item passes, we will take time then to discuss it. But we're not going to get into discussion.
So, I mean, what this is working out to is that if that agenda item doesn't come up, we will listen to David's side of this history and not the other.
I may have made an error. I was trying to accommodate Margaret to ask a question over what entity up to this point has dealt with elections. And there is an ad hoc PNB committee that has been dealing with that. I'm not going to allow further discussion over this agenda item unless it's put on the agenda.
May we move the agenda, please?
Let's do. It's been moved and seconded that the LSB election be added. Let's resolve that, and then we'll try to determine how we get it into this agenda.
We're talking about
that. Okay. Margaret.
You asked for a suggestion for a place on the agenda.
Yes.
And just looking very quickly, a few people have mentioned item number 7. Is that a possibility?
Pacific National Board report. Okay, so it would replace this and become 7, and this would become 8. That would be a possibility, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or the reverse.
I think. Well, I'm going to ask you to
the reverse.
Okay, you're the maker of the motion. She is saying that it becomes agenda item 8.
Is that?
It needs a time.
Is that amenable?
Okay. Agenda item 8.
With the time.
Okay, and the time limit. That's right. So can you propose a time limit? A time, or, you know, an amount of time.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay. The only thing I want to explain to the body is that this is a 3-hour agenda without that agenda item, and we're starting now about 45 minutes late. So we really have to be sure, we have to be aware that we will not get to some things.
I
call a question.
Okay.
Can we vote on this?
The question that is called for, and that, we will do a vote on the question. The question has been called. Those in favor of ending debate and calling the question, raise your voting card.
I don't have a card.
Oh, let me give you one
here.
Okay, debate is closed. Now let's go to the vote on the merits of the motion itself.
One of the amazing.
Yes.
Forgive me for coming in. Do you have any point to discuss the results of the election?
That's what we're talking about right now. Yeah, that's right. Okay, with the secretary, can you read the motion we're voting on right now?
To the best of my knowledge, we're adding an item to the agenda which could have been done without objection.
Well, no, it's not just being added. It's being added in certain places at a certain amount of time.
Yeah, okay, let me.
But typically, when you're working out an agenda, you don't take votes unless it happens.
And the secretary is unaware that there could be objections possibly to this. Okay. People know it's agenda item 8, 20 minutes.
Yeah, being
discussion of elections.
Being inserted between current items 7 and 8.
That is right. Those in favor signify by raising your cards. Those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're opposed to discussion of elections. 8 to 8. I'm going to vote no on the basis that I believe that the agenda that we have here is so crucial to address. So the motion fails. The chair recognizes Margaret.
Since the motion fails, I really think that, especially for the witness sponsors and the people who have raised this issue, that as a board, we need to say something to the public about it. I think that if questions were raised about an election of elected officials, KPFK was difficult would be expected to be all over the story and to cover it and to be transparent. I would hate to see a new board seated, I mean, I was reelected. I would hate to see a new board seated that is tainted with any questions. And I think it's unfortunate that this board has decided not to even discuss it, not even for 5 minutes, but to allow this to allow
Margaret to fall. It's for 5 minutes, not just
for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Well, this board, not a board.
Yeah. I do have to explain that my no vote simply is a no vote to add 20 minutes to a 3-hour meeting that already is 45 minutes behind. But I agree with you that there has to be a process to address those issues. I'm just saying, I don't believe this is the appropriate place, and I don't think 20 minutes would even dent the issue. Inasmuch as the motion fails, are there any other... and incidentally, people can come back in with other proposals.
Don, several people would like to see a roll call.
All right, well, why don't we have a roll call on this then?
And then can we look at the agenda, please?
On
order?
Yeah. On whether or not,
Let's take a roll call quickly. Voting, yes. Raise your, refund. Call the roll.
Okay, on the issue of adding discussion of the election to the agenda.
No, Terry, right? It's specific. As agenda, I can take for 20 minutes to tell this vote is that reason.
Correct. On adding an agenda item 8 between parentheses, numbers 7 and 8, for a 20-minute discussion on the topic of election. How do you vote on the motion? Great parent.
I'll change my vote to no.
Dave Gableson.
Then
Sarah Amin. Oh, I see. I can skip the people rest. And Maria Arminian.
No.
Maria, no. Jim Biagenio.
Aye.
Jim Biagenio, yes. Bill Gallegos.
Yes.
Bill Gallegos, yes. Senator Gluck.
No.
Senator Gluck, no. Terry Goodman, changing his vote to no. Jane Halloran.
No.
Jane Halloran, no. Sonali Kohutka.
No.
No. Alan Minsky.
No.
No. Ed Pearl.
No.
No. Margaret Prescott.
Yes.
Yes. Madeline Schwab.
No.
No. Donna Warren.
No.
No. Harrison Weil.
Yes.
Yes. And that's all the voting numbers. Yes. No one has come back yet.
Okay, we got to move ahead.
I'm here.
Leslie's here now.
Good. Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Yes. Niall Elwardani.
No.
Okay, why are they talking about Israel Quater?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we have 6 yes. No, one extension.
Okay, let's look at the agenda. Or no, we can still deal with the agenda, and then the chair will entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Leslie.
I'd like to move the discussion of the election to new business. I would like to move the discussion of elections to new business.
Okay, can you make a concrete proposal on the agenda?
I'd like to move the discussion of the elections to be under new business.
Okay, and so you don't have a specific claim on the agenda.
Well, there seems to be no new business on the agenda.
Well, that's right. So you would be creating new business, so
yes.
Shall we make it, because it's the last agenda item?
That is where the decision goes, except in this LLC.
Okay, there's a motion. Is it seconded?
Seconded.
Okay, it's moved and seconded that it goes under agenda, under new business that would be created for this agenda. This is a question, it would be 11. Actually, it would be agenda item 11. Any discussion of this motion?
11.1 of clarification, you made local station board retreat item number 11, so it would have to be item number 12, and we'll move adjournment to 13.
Adjournment would be 13. You're absolutely right.
I call a question.
All right, the question has been called for, so let's go to a vote. We're going to vote whether or not debate is closed on this. Those in favor of calling the question and ending debate, raise your cards. Opposed. All right, debate is closed. Moving to the motion. Those in favor of making it to create the agenda item new business and making the LSB elections a point of new business, raise your hand. Those in favor, raise your hand.
Do we have a time limit?
Was it 20 minutes, the same as before?
Sure.
11-4. 11-4. Opposed?
None.
Abstentions?
One.
Two.
Three.
Four. Any other further discussion of the agenda?
We approve the agenda.
Okay, it's moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any objection? We're going directly to a vote. Seeing none, those in favor of approving the agenda, raise your card. Opposed? The agenda is approved. I have a comment by the chair 1 minute, but I'm going to just suspend those. Basically, I just wanted to thank those who are having their last meeting tonight for their service, and sure, that it's been a pleasure working with you, and we hope that your contribution continues in other ways. Also see some
like miles away.
You said that today. Let's go to agenda item 3, old business. There are two items on old business here. One is the Radford motion. One is the Weil motion. First, the Leslie Radford motion. When we ended the discussion at the last meeting, Leslie had made her motion. This has to do with banned and fired, the apologies and the naming of the building. As I recall, there was a vote to divide into two sections. And after that, David Adelson proposed what we are calling substitute or subsidiary motions to replace the main motion. So unless the chair is in order, we need to have the David Adelson subsidiary or substitute motions looked at, and I'm very grateful to David because he actually has them in front of us, so we have them in print. David.
I just want to clarify, the stuff in brackets are suggested additions to that, but they weren't in the original substitute.
Okay, let me just ask, in your judgment, if people vote yes or no on this, would they be voting for the bracketed wording?
Not unless they amend it.
Okay. Okay, there's some clarification, so let's go to Israel first, and then to Sherman.
Is it the intent to have this entire thing in one motion, or are one and two separate motions, or is that optional, in your view?
That was too far to begin with.
I think it got divided.
It got divided, so let me just explain.
What is the status right now?
The status right now is that we would vote on the divided. We would look at both Leslie's main motion and David's substitute motions are divided, so we'll have two votes.
No, I'm talking about David.
It's divided, he said.
Yeah, but we didn't make clear divided.
I just made myself clear.
It's more sums, not more
sums. Okay, let me make this clear. Notice where it says on what David handed out says 1 and 2. We would have a vote on 1, then we would go and have a vote on 2.
Thank you.
And on Leslie's main motion, we would also go to two votes because it is divided.
Point of order.
Okay, point of order. We'll recognize that, David.
If we approve the substitute motion, then that substitutes for
Leslie's
motion, and Leslie's motion doesn't get voted.
Exactly. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. A subsidiary or substitute motion really replaces the main motion. So we would only go to Leslie's motion if these motions fail.
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Are we also dividing the discussion on these two motions?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Let's look at the agenda. We actually have 35 minutes for both of these, and I have a feeling, I don't know, I just have a feeling that Harris's will be relatively short, and we'll get to the point. I mean, nothing is short in this LSB. So the chair opens up discussion.
I got a quick point of order.
Okay, point of order.
It seems to me that if we, that it's possible that we could substitute one and not two.
Yes, because if it's divided, you can pass or defeat one and pass or defeat the other. That's absolutely true. The chair will now recognize discussion over this issue.
One or two or both?
You know, I think both. Or shall we go? All right.
I mean, you said that you were going to have...
Okay, let me make it clear. Don't get too exasperated, John.
I wonder why.
Okay, let me explain, because I think, okay.
Order.
There are two ways to do this. There are two ways to do this. One, because both of these deal with banded fires, one way is to have a full discussion where people say, regarding substitute motion one, I feel a certain way, and they could also address two. Or if the body prefers, we can deal with one completely and then move on to two. Is that the way people would prefer to do it?
If there are two motions, I think you have.
All right, then let's do it that way. There's more than one way to do it. So it's not something that's totally outrageous to have the body look at both. We're only going to have discussion over the substitute motion one at this point. All right, Ed.
I don't have the language in front of me. Somewhere written down. Okay.
I don't know if I have any more copies. I asked those who got them last time to hang on to them because they're costly, frankly. And I broke.
And I have it, and I could read it.
Good.
I could read it if people needed
it. If someone would read it, I would appreciate it.
You might be able to find it more quickly.
I've got it in front of me, if you'd like me to read it.
Well, please do.
All right. Regarding the substitute motion, one replaces the following. Next. That a plaque be hung in the lobby of the KPFK building, designating the building as Michael Keller KPFK building, with an apology to those who were banned and fired and their listeners, a commitment to be vigilant in opposition to future purges, and an acknowledgement of the price paid by Michael Keller for his dedication to the mission.
Okay, so that's it. Yeah, we're open to debate. This is... okay, now let's do the stack. Let's go to first, the stack start here. Jamie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to reiterate it.
Jamie.
Yeah, I won't go over what I said before. I do think it's valuable. I think that having an interest in his name would be more consistent with what he was about. But if we defeat this and do vote for Leslie, that point out that the LSC doesn't have the power to name specific buildings, that would have to be a recommendation from National Leslie.
Sherna, let me give the stack and then we'll add more so that you know who's on the stack. Sherna, Margaret, Alan, Israel, and Eva.
And then I have two more hands.
Okay. Let's take that stack and then we'll announce the others. So I'm going to ask, it's Sherna, I'm going to ask Sherna to speak.
I support substitute motion one, and I'd like to read a brief statement from John Martinez. As one who worked with him, Mike Taylor, probably for years, I think Michael would have wanted a scholarship in his name to homeless radio apprentices to learn slash to do the program. I support that idea totally. It seems to me it's a much more constructive and meaningful than Paul Hagen.
Be in touch with him, do a channel.
Challenge.
excuse me. That would be out of order. We're not going to do that. Margaret.
Yes. On the first motion, I mean, I'm one of the newer people, and I don't know the history. I've never met Michael Taylor. I don't know about him. Somebody just handed me a piece of paper with some information, you know, on him. But I will assume, given the sentiment on the board, that this is somebody who was worthy of honoring, you know, in some way. And it seems as though a scholarship of some kind, you know, where his legacy can be passed on, and perhaps even if it's not a one-off, if something is named that should kind of continue, would seem to make sense. But I also feel that since I didn't know him, I wasn't there with the situation, perhaps I'm not in a position to, I don't even know, feel as though I could actually vote on it, you know, one way or the other. But I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you, Margaret. Alan?
No, I just, pretty much just what Jarna said, what Margaret said.
Are you finished, Alan?
I am.
Fernando, Harrison, Terry, and Ed. And let's go through that stack, and then we'll come back and see if there's further discussion. The chair recognizes Israel.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Wait a moment. Yeah, we have 35 minutes for both of these agenda items. I regret. Yeah.
There's no keeping time, so...
Yes.
I like Blue to have Maria, the timekeeper, and the women's speeches. I recommend somebody do it in the women's speeches.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be the timekeeper.
Okay, now... Okay, Fernando, you're on the staff. Now, people... I know that we're a little tense here tonight, but I'm just going to ask... did we burn up approximately, let's say, no, I'm talking about of the 35 minutes of this agenda item. No more than, do we do about 10 minutes of it?
We approved the agenda at 8:02.
That's on this agenda item.
Yeah, that's right. So, please, let's have
25 more minutes.
That's right, and then we'll see if that will handle it.
Okay. Can I move to have a time limit on the individual speakers?
You certainly may. What's your minutes? 2 minutes.
Do we have a total?
Okay. Now let me just ask. Okay, but let's see if we can move along with unanimous consent. Is there unanimous consent that speakers are limited to 2 minutes? Is there any objection?
No.
Seeing no objection, the chair will just order that it be 2 minutes and we'll move ahead. The next speaker is Israel.
Again.
Yeah, but your time starts now.
Thank you. I'm not at all tense, but I hope you all mean intense about this. I knew Michael Scheller, not well, but I knew him. I think it's a great idea to name an internship or a scholarship to him and a number of other people. I'm all for this. The only problem is raising money. That's something we need to follow up if we're going to do this. So I certainly will vote yes on this. I would not vote yes on the original motion involving Michael Taylor. I would not vote for that, the reason that I explained last time. But I would certainly vote for this just as it is.
Thank you. Eva.
Let me preface with saying that I didn't know Michael Taylor personally, so any comment is not personal. I think it's a novel idea, and since the whole issue has come up, I've had people come to the station, and I've had a lot of phone calls, people making a point of letting me know that different listeners and people that claim they have known and have personal relationships with Michael Taylor,
that his personal history would not be appropriate. I don't know what their personal history is. What was said to me, I would not express. And other people have called and said, well, I think people are starting to give names about who they think would be appropriate to have either the program or the building named after them. And they said the building is the property of Pacifica, so it really becomes a Pacifica board issue. But if you want to name the building, why not name it in Lou Hill's name? And even that's controversial. So there's a lot of controversy coming up around who's appropriate and who's the appropriate people to name that name after, and why the listeners and the community are not involved with that process. So those are my comments. I think instead of doing lip service and naming a, you know, a training program after any particular person, do something more concrete, raise money for an internship program. You know, do the training, make money available for it, and make a commitment. Have training programs on the air and off the air. I don't see that this does anything. Might buy a little bit of goodwill, but really not much. I really think that we need to go much further than just saying, oh, we're going to name a training program. I would say go out in the community, establish and develop an internship program. Make a commitment to that. And I think that would be more appropriate.
So you say with or without his name, Mark?
I'm saying that there's a lot of people coming up about comments about whether the person is appropriate or not, and I just think that there's controversy starting already about it, and who's the appropriate body to name that person and why the community is not involved. So all of these, I'm just saying, these are challenges that you will face with this issue.
Thank you. Leslie?
I would support Dave's proposal with two amendments. First of all, that this be a standing budget item, and that it receive wide communication on the airwaves when the internship is available. I'm afraid that we're going to make this motion as we have some others in this past year and have it disappear. I'd like some assurance that if we go in this direction, that it actually happens. There is, to my understanding, Ethan, please correct me if I'm wrong, there is currently funding available for internships. Is that not true?
No, not really. It wasn't added to the budget, and you don't have a process now to get something in the budget unless you ask the PNB to revise KPFK's budget.
Well, it was my understanding from Armando that internships were being offered, that there was a $500 stipend attached to each, and I have two students coming to the station with that understanding.
That is not true. We went through the Finance Committee sitting here. They can respond to it.
Okay.
It was not an issue. It was not a budgetary item that was added to the budget.
That's quite right. I allowed this for purposes of information and clarification, but we'll go back now. No, the chair is confused.
Proposed an amendment to it.
All right, can you write out the exact wording of that amendment, amendments, so the chair has, secretary has it?
Yes.
Can we consider having a little more discussion before we have that? Because I think there's a couple of alternatives that might be worth discussing before we do motion after motion and have to do all of the voting. Would you be willing to just hold off on that a minute?
It's up to the chair, not me.
No, it isn't.
You're asking you to withdraw
your
proposal right now.
Well, no, I don't think he's asking for withdrawal. He's wondering.
Discuss it. Wait.
Yeah. The chair should not be giving advice. The members should do what they want to do. Therefore, if you have...
I will withdraw for purposes of discussion, reserving the right to...
Absolutely. Yes, and we'll come back to you. We'll definitely give you an opportunity to do that. Fernando has the floor. Fernando.
They were on your 2 minutes.
Oh, they were on my 2 minutes. Thank you, Donna.
Let's have order. Go ahead, Fernando.
My time hasn't got it yet.
No, it hasn't. Get ready. Get set. Go.
Since I have spent so many hours working with my data, I have fought for the fan and fire to come back, to return, more than their politics, to return to their rightful place. But since the fan and fire, to me, have much more to say about my favorite than we do, I went out there and asked to talk to a few people about it, and the response that I got was, why don't we name the program Emiliano Zapata and
is a movement. So at times I bring two social groups together, two races together, so the title is already an invitation for people to work together. In terms of the money, what Eva George had proposed, I think it's a wonderful idea. Why don't we all have a series of fundraisers and then we get the money together and we agree, perhaps we can agree on this one, that when the money comes, when the moment comes, the time comes, to have in place a serious training program, which we ought to have in the first place, then we name it my table. It's for anthropology.
Thank you, Fernando.
Is that a motion?
Yes. One moment. It's consistent, isn't it consistent with a program named after Michael Taylor? You have not altered number one here, have you, through your suggestions? You're saying that when we have the money, it would be named for Michael Taylor. So I don't think it calls for a motion or a substitute motion. But I want you to tell me if that you agree that you have not made a motion to replace the Adelson substitute motion. You're agreeing.
Well, I'm incorporating George's idea that we ought to do something about it that we are proposing a name.
That's true.
That's going to get covered under the retreat.
Yes. No, if you don't mind, I'm just going to suggest that your suggestion is consistent with Adelson's number one, but you're just saying how it might be carried out.
I call the question.
When the question is called, according to Robert's Rules of Order, we need to vote. So this is not a debatable.
I raised the issue of amending the motion.
Yes, now we have promised Leslie Radford that we would come back to her. She was gracious enough to withdraw her amendment. So we are obligated to go back to Leslie because the chair made an obligation.
If the motion, if the calling the question fails, then we can just keep going.
Yeah, but if it passes, you're saying that she should be recognized after we determine. Okay, but keep in mind that we did make a kind of a ethical commitment to Leslie that we would come back to her. Well, let's see if we want to close debate then, but Leslie, we will come back to you. Those in favor of closing debate on this number one, and raise your cards.
Yeah.
Well,
confused.
Okay, there's some confusion. If we close debate by passing the question, there'll be no further debate on number one. But we have made a commitment to Leslie that we would go back and entertain her amendment.
Point of clarification. We're not moving the agenda by going back and forth. I thought at one time we said we were going to give two for and two against.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. All right, let me explain because people are wrong. Here's what happened. Incidentally, 2-4 and 2-against is after public comment. If we have public comment, then we can do no more than 2-4 and 2-against after public comment. The chair is absolutely adamant that it made a promise to Leslie that if she would not make her amendment at the time she wanted, and David asked her as a courtesy, that she would be revisited, and it would be totally immoral and unethical for us to move ahead and disregard the agreement that the body kind of made. So the only thing we would do, Donald, so you understand this, if the question passes, it will end debate on number one, but it will still make available to Leslie the opportunity to amend them. Then we would have to discuss.
Then we would have debate, right?
Then we would have to have debate on the amendment.
We have a total of 10 minutes left.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Okay. Those in favor of closing debate on number one, raise your cards.
Ten four.
Those opposed?
Yeah, 14.
It fails. It takes 2/3, doesn't it? It takes 2/3. And what was that? What percentage was that?
10-6.
Okay. Now, does the body wish to... Okay, all right.
We have 13 minutes.
I know. Harrison has the floor.
First, I'd like to remind people that there's no reason why we can't do both of these things, and there's no reason that we can't say that we wish to do this, we wish to have a class, and wait for the national board to try and overturn that decision. I would like to point out that there is likely to be the same problem with an internship program, that we did vote to use any overages that we received for this purpose, and also that the national board has said that there is going to be a First Voices program, and that will be the title of an internship program. So it seems to me that, the national board can overturn no matter which way we turn, and I want to reiterate my main point, which is why can't we do both things? It seems to me that what we're trying to do is to say to the community that we don't want to have happen what has happened in the past, and we're making a commitment that it will happen. And if we have something in the on the building that says that that's the case, I think that is something that people might believe in. And I wish to take umbrage at what Israel said at the last meeting, which is that this was some kind of way for people to take advantage of somebody. And I think that was a very unfortunate thing for him to say. And I would I'm very afraid that what this is going to end up being is another way to that nothing will essentially happen, and that once again we will make a gesture that will not amount to anything, and once again we will have mud on our face, and people will say, why bother? Why bother to get involved with this station that makes these promises and never comes through? So I want to see some kind of commitment. If we're going to do this internship program, that we commit that our overages, we are going to fight to get the money that we raised over our goals, and we are going to fight to put it into an internship program, and we're going to name it after Michael Taylor or Chris Lumumba or somebody.
All right, thank you, Harrison. Terry?
I want to use my time to remind the body, without going into all the reasons why, that when you vote on a motion to substitute, you are not necessarily approving the motion. You are substituting. An additional motion is required to approve after the substitution. One of the reasons for this is because currently we have a main motion with an amendment, and you can only have one additional amendment. And so if I were to amend now, I would be proposing Lesser's amendment. However, after the substitution, if it passes, then the substitute motion becomes the main motion and is then amendable. As long as you remember that when you agree to a substitution, you have not yet approved the substitute.
It's true. It's right. The only where I would disagree is that this is not an amendment. This is a subsidiary motion. Okay, the chair will recognize Ed.
I'm going to read what Kingston and Paul sent to me earlier.
A little louder, Ed.
What Kingston and Paul sent to me earlier today, and she's up to speed with Catholic Charities working on the site proposal, and she can't be here. I hope that LSU members will consider defeating this motion.
What's your thoughts on your comment?
Ladies and gentlemen, when a member has the floor, he or she really can say what he or she wishes to say.
As long as it's contending to the motion. Okay, that's the order of the day.
Isn't that what we're discussing now?
We're discussing this.
Okay, now one moment. I was under the impression that Ed was speaking to this motion. Right. And therefore, I'm going to ask the body to be in order, and Ed, you'll have to adjust the time slightly. Okay.
I'll speak as loud as I can.
All right.
I believe it's irresponsible to offer apologies to anyone who had their employment terminated, even if they're rightly or wrongly, especially in a blanket statement that submits to mismanagement, violations of labor laws and EEO regulations, civil rights regulations, etc. The apology will not make a difference to those who believe they are treated. They can open the door for them to seek other resources such as sewage.
If you'll hold that for number two, it's more appropriate for number two rather than the naming of the building. She's not addressing the naming of the building, but the apology. Right.